Federal prosecutors in Manhattan today filed a mortgage fraud lawsuit against Bank of America and Countrywide. The government's complaint seeks damages and civil penalties for engaging in a scheme to defraud the Federal National Mortgage Association, or Fannie Mae, and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, or Freddie Mac. Preet Bharara is the United States Attorney in Manhattan.
For the sixth time in less than 18 months, this office has been compelled to sue a major U.S. bank for reckless mortgage practices in the lead-up to the financial crisis.
Bharara says the fraudulent conduct alleged in today's complaint was spectacularly brazen in scope. The complaint alleges that from at least 2007 through 2009, Countrywide and later Bank of America, after acquiring Countrywide in 2008, ran a program called the Hustle. They made bad loans and stuck taxpayers with the bill.
As described in the complaint, Countrywide and Bank of America systematically removed every check in favor of its own balance. They cast aside underwriters, eliminated quality controls, and concealed the resulting defects. These toxic products were then sold to the government-sponsored enterprises as good loans.
WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with William Black, who specializes in elite financial fraud investigation.
The explosive allegation is that this was a deliberate cover-up by Countrywide because they were afraid the Bank of America acquisition of Countrywide would not occur if Bank of America were to learn that Countrywide was such a pervasively fraudulent lender.
But when Bank of America acquired Countrywide, this practice continued.
Indeed, it did. That's precisely the most explosive allegation in this complaint, that one of the largest banks in the world first knowingly acquired one of the most fraudulent operations in the world, Countrywide, and then instead of fixing it, actually embraced the frauds.
So let's explain to listeners what happened with the Hustle.
So with the Hustle, you cover up the fact that these loan applications are pervasively fraudulent so you can approve them. You, as the loan processor, and by the way, the loan processor had no skills, this was a secretarial type position, would get your bonus the more of these loans you approved, even if half the loans went bad. Countrywide would sell these loans so you could get cash, 100 cents on the dollar, to Fannie and Freddie. Now, Fannie and Freddie, by this time, were either about to die or had actually collapsed and been bailed out by the federal government. So all of this is coming out of our hide as taxpayers.
Now, Fannie and Freddie had no quality control over what they were buying?
Fannie and Freddie did have some quality controls, although that's a broader tale. There's actually an investigation that suggests that they didn't do a very good job in those controls. But what this complaint emphasizes is that Fannie and Freddie rely on the truthfulness of the representations that Countrywide and Bank of America made. And those representations were, hey, there isn't fraud in these loans. We followed careful underwriting. We have quality control checks. And the government says all three of those statements were lies, that they knew that fraud was pervasive, that they didn't do any real underwriting, and that they, in fact, got rid of the quality control.
So can you set the framework for what's going on?
Sure. The secondary market, the ability to sell these bad loans to the Lehman Brothers of the world, has collapsed. The only buyer left are Fannie and Freddie. And Fannie and Freddie are worried about bad loan quality, so they're cracking down. And so to sell these loans, Countrywide has to claim that it is greatly increasing their quality, while it's actually doing exactly the opposite, which, of course, if true, that's a fraud.
Now, there must have been a whistleblower who came to the U.S. attorney to reveal some of this.
Yeah, that's precisely what's special about this case. There's a prominent whistleblower who was a senior guy inside He was an executive vice president of Countrywide's operations making these loans, and he, among others, came to the most senior management at Countrywide, this lending unit, and said, "This stuff is a disaster. We're getting fraud rates in liar's loans that are 70%. You have to stop this program." And instead of stopping the program, what the senior folks did was cover up the losses, tell the quality people, don't tell anyone about the bad quality.
And so what's the upshot now?
The upshot is that this is something that could show that Bank of America cheated the American taxpayers deliberately to try to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars or even perhaps tens of billions of dollars of losses. And they could be on the hook for triple damages in this case. And of course, if they've engaged in these kinds of frauds, then the question is, why are we leaving their management in charge of them?
So why is there no criminal case? Why is this a civil case?
That's the question, because this complaint says that Bank of America and Countrywide at the most senior levels committed not just a few frauds, but an entire business practice of fraud that caused over $1 billion in losses.
Why is it not criminal? I don't understand.
It is criminal, and the question is, why have the Obama and Bush administrations refused to take on any of the elite Wall Street types and actually put them in prison?
William Black is with the University of Missouri at Kansas City. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.